Mr. Chairman, I will not go through the report. I will not preach. I know I am the least knowledgeable among you. But I also know that I come from the business sector, from what I call the rat race, and I'm always interested in the bottom line. You have the report, you can go through it, you can dissect it, do whatever you want to do with it. But I am concerned about what next. And I think this report, for whatever it's worth, deserves a critical look by the decision makers, and I mean the ministers. And the ministers, in their noble and high-ranking positions and knowledge, I would like to remind them of a statement by an ancient Arab philosopher, Ibn Khaldun, who said, even if you are more knowledgeable than the consultant, and let's look at ourselves as consultants, you will earn through his consultation more points of view to be added to your own. So let us give some benefit of doubt to this report. Therefore, what I'm suggesting in concrete proposal is a ministerial that would look at this report. I think the future of trade deserves a ministerial. And I think the ministers have always been concerned and not coming to meetings necessarily because they are very important and very busy. But I think if you put on the table the subject of the future of trade, that should be something that deserves and that should get their attention. That's my number one point. My number two point is, I think we need a ministerial also on the reform of the WTO. I submitted a separate report, which is on the website, and I don't think that a report like this can be implemented without reforming the WTO. Let's be very realistic. The way the WTO is structured, after half a century of negotiations, don't forget, WTO should have been established when the World Bank and the IMF were established as a decision of Bretton Woods, but it took half a century to give birth to this organization. I hope we don't need another half century to reform the WTO. In a changing world, which is changing so fastly, in its geoeconomic structure, in its trading structure, and in many other respects. So I think, without reforming the WTO, not much reform can be done to the world trade agenda. Number three, the WTO was born before the internet age. Now we have a new product, which I call digital product or e-products. WTO recognizes two products, goods and services, of course, including agriculture. We have a product that is now in trade, and I'm not talking about e-commerce. E-commerce is about delivering goods and services electronically. I'm talking about a knowledge product, something like what Google sells or Wikipedia sells, and 100 other organizations that are now selling. That's number three. Number four, I think this organization, to be really truly the World Trade Organization, it should have a place for the trader. It is not enough just to have a one-year event where you have a public forum and you invite business and other communities. I think the trader who generates the income, the money, who creates jobs, and who creates also the prosperity, business community is what you are talking about in the WTO, but the business community is not there. A creative method, and I'm not proposing anything. I'm just saying that the ministers in their wisdom should be able to develop a formula whereby the business community can be heard. I know they can be heard through the ministers, but that's not the same as hearing the business community directly. That's my next point. Then, and finally, and I'm sticking to 4 minutes, not five, as I've been directed by the chairman, so I will close in 4 minutes. My final point is on the question of how can we move forward on all what we're talking about. It's nice to have a report. It's nice to have a meeting like this. It's nice to be cross-examined by you and to prove that people like me are not as knowledgeable as you are. That's fine. But I think what we need to do is, and I'm again making this is my fifth recommendation, is this report to be sent directly to the ministers, members of the World Trade Organization, and asking them to comment on it, whether they agree or disagree, or they decide to vote for shredding it in the shredding machine. But let us have the ministers' views on this and ask them through the excellences of the ambassadors, because you are the ambassadors, they are the ministers. This is how this house is structured. The decision rests with the ministers. So I think the report needs to be sent, Mr. Chairman, to by the ambassadors or directly by you, by the secretariat, to every minister, and asking him to give his comments. And then maybe we could, your secretariat could produce a summary of the comments of the ministers in preparation for a discussion at the ministerial meeting. And I hope that this process will not take, I'm sure you remember that it took half a century to give birth to this organization. And of course you say, well, we move slowly but surely. My comment, and I want to be critical or provocative, if you like. I say yes, but in more than slow but sure, surely WTO is too slow. Not just slow, not just sure and slow, surely too slow. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.